B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You know, when we began opening this wall nearly 2 hours ago, we had no real idea what we'd find inside. As it turns out, we haven't found very much.
Yes, the audio vault today. Again, we can go anywhere. Anniversary of this day in history, birthdays, just random stuff that we find. But today, 19 years ago, Ant, the final Phillies game at Veterans
Stadium. Wow, that's unbelievable.
So next year will be the 20th anniversary of Veterans Stadium coming to an end, but the final Phillies game 19 years ago today. I was at the second to last game. Not the last game, but you were there, and we will hear your voice today in the audio vault.
Oh, wow,
because
yeah.
I had my man Tommy Alvord, he helped me out today because traffic was a mess and our computers never work here because we're trying to keep ISIS out. So Tommy helped me out. So here we'll begin with Harry, why wouldn't we, the intro to the final day at Veterans Stadium.
Today we take you on a journey. The only thing needed are your memories of Veterans Stadium. Your first impressions might have been of its very first day. Perhaps you came to see its greatest slugger tear the cover off the ball, or its most dominant pitcher reach an unforgettable milestone. You might have been one of the hardy few hung around to revel in the wee hours of the morning, and then returned a few months later with 60,000 of your friends for a bigger celebration. You might have come recently on a beautiful spring afternoon to witness history in the making. Then stood and watched in wonder as the team's latest and greatest addition endeared himself to his team and his town. Your memories might not even be pleasant ones, but every time your heart aches, there is always a source of ultimate comfort. Wherever your mind's eye takes you, they are images and emotions that will endure for all time. But the setting that served as their companion will soon be no more.
Wow. Dude, you just got me teared up with that.
Yeah, man. Oh, so my first baseball game at Veterans Stadium, man. Do you know, I found something fascinating.
What's that?
When you were out, when you were in Italy, I don't even know how it came up. You know how the show goes, especially in the middle of the summer. You get down these rabbit holes. And we start talking about Veterans Stadium. The amount of people my age or older that never stepped foot inside it.
Really?
I go, like, some guy called in. And he was like, yeah, you know, I wish I experienced the vet. I was like, how old are you? He's like, I'm 28. I was like, that's how old I am. So I go, were there other people that didn't experience it? Boom. Lines lit up.
No way.
Yeah, I'm 35. You know, I was never there.
Really?
Yeah. And look, I was only 9 the last year of the vet, 9 going on 10.
So what do you think the year, what's the cutoff? How old? But you had to been there.
I thought it would have been me, like 9, 10 years old. I get it. Football games, the vet were tough, but baseball was a little bit better for the children.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, we grew up down there.
So I guess, you know, again, the guy was 35. He said he wasn't there, but I would imagine 5 years older than me, so 33. So you'd have been 14, 15 years old.
Yeah, if you're a teenager, you got to go to a Phillies game, though.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But, dude, I had a lot of people call in that day. Tom was producing. That were just like, yeah, I never went to the vet.
Wow, that's wild.
Which is fascinating. So
that's sad, actually.
That was the written version for Harry, but this was the beginning of the actual game and some of his memories.
Good afternoon and welcome to Veterans Stadium for the final salute, our farewell tribute to the Phillies home since 1971. The Buffalo closes its doors after today and leaves behind wonderful memories. Today will be devoted to reliving those times, celebrating those who made them happen, and showcasing this grand structure. I'm here in the radio booth where I spent most of my 34 seasons here at Veterans Stadium. And that's going to be missed. It's a building. What's going to be missed, the people that worked here and the players that graced the field donning the uniform of the Fighting Phils. My special memory, 27 years right here in this booth with the late Gray Whiteness, Richie Ashburn. We had a bond that will be with me for as long as I live. And the memories of Veterans Stadium are going to be with me for as long as I live.
Wow. Yeah, man, he loved Richie. Those two were so close. It was amazing how close they were. That was a rare thing, dude. Him and Harry
that
and Richie.
Of a connection, yeah,
man. It's cool. When you got that with somebody, it's a gift.
I think I have it with you.
I agree.
All right, so in the bottom of the first inning, we had a Marlon Byrd single. He hit over 300 yet that year. Good for Marlon Byrd.
Oh, they were horrible, too, that year.
But let's take a listen to Harry sending it down to a familiar voice.
Joining us this afternoon throughout the day will be Anthony Gargano. Anthony, how you doing?
Hey, Harry. It's an honor to be here on this last day. A sad day, Harry. My whole childhood was spent here.
All right, Anthony. It's great to have you with us, and there will be many fond memories of Veterans Stadium.
I'm going to cry, Harry.
I hear you.
Come on, man. That's awesome. Is so cool. You had Harry Callis introduce you on a Phillies broadcast. That is awesome.
Yeah, listen, that is one of my favorite I love that man. He was so good to me. He was a great guy. Like, he was... You know, and we all know
look,
that.
I won't play your part, but just cherish this.
Joining us this afternoon throughout the day will be Anthony Gargano.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, no, listen, I hear you.
Harry the K.
Yeah, no,
I love him, man.
He's, it truly was an honor. I'm embarrassed by my performance, but it was a true honor.
All right, we have a couple from you, so I'll let you pick. You spoke with Dutch. You spoke with the ground crew guy, Froggy.
Oh, Froggy.
You spoke with Bill Giles. You had a combo with Manny Trio and Bake McBride. And then you had the concession ladies. Which one would you like to
hear? Oh, my God.
Hear?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Now pick one. Come on, man.
I don't know. You do it.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Dude, I don't know who Froggy is, so I'm going to play Froggy.
Froggy was a long time, old school.
Yeah?
Yeah, South Philly, like the whole thing.
All Froggy. Right, let's hear from Froggy.
How about those guys on the field, the tuxedos before the game? The ground crew all dressed up today. Anthony Gargano's down there with the Frog
Wheels.
Man. Go
That's
ahead.
Right, Wheels. With Frog Man, right? You're looking dapper.
Got it out today. Thanks.
Something going on right now?
A little bit. I think it's maybe the last game in this ballpark here.
What is your most incredible moment, Froggy?
My most incredible moment? Oh, God. Maybe meeting that John Marzano. God, most incredible moment.
Johnny Marzano.
I can imagine. I know you're going to cry.
How about the day you mooned Larry Anderson?
How about when you mooned Larry Anderson?
Only a few people witnessed that. Only a few people. But sincerity, you know, it's going to be, tough at the conclusion of this game for me. And I think a lot of people here, the memories, you can always remember, like, the baseball memories, the highlights you always see on television.
Well, that's right. Now, you can get to work.
Okay.
All right? I'm going to help you out, Frog. All right, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, they were... The Grouchers, they were legendary, those dudes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, old neighborhood guys. If they would go out It was just funny. That whole little world of Veterans Stadium was unto its own. It's good stuff.
All right, so this was in the middle of the game. They wanted to, I thought this was good for the Phillies to do. Obviously, the year was over. They decided to pull Jim Thome out in the middle of the game so he could get the standing ovation. You know, he was helped bring in a new era for the Phillies and opening up Citizens Bank Park. So here's how it sounded during the game.
And Larry Bowe's going to go out and make a change. And
he's going to bring Thome out so Thome can get his just standing ovation. A good move by Larry Bowe. Let him take the field. Let him come off Veterans Stadium. For the last time in this ballpark, he's going to just do a standing O from the sellout crowd here at the bat. They appreciate what Jim Thome has done for this baseball team this year. There he is.
People love baseball here, man. Just win, please.
I mean, you saw when Red October really officially begins. I mean, the whole town was red and green. I mean, it was Christmas season in October, right? Like, that's what it was. It was Phillies and Eagles, and they loved it. They did. They, you know, you look at you to this day. It was during your formative years.
Yep.
And those Phillies teams, they affected you, man.
We did the 17-game plan, and my dad first signed on when they acquired Thome.
Yeah.
The second the Phillies got Jim Thome, he was like, all right, let's do this, because there's something special is coming. And it was cool to see that growth with the team.
Yeah, well, you know, not just the growth of the team, but, you know, what it meant for your own childhood to watch them run in, because it became a thing.
Right.
What makes the memories is when it becomes something big and then everybody, you know, piles on. And that's, you know, that's what's missing. That's what the Flyers are missing.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Right? Like, seriously, that's what... winning, you know, galvanizes people and it becomes a story. It becomes a thing.
Yeah, but so does direction. And there is none.
I know.
And, like, I can't jump on with, you know what, they're doing the right thing right now. Like, they're not. Anyways.
Look at the Eagles. I mean, look, they're 3-0. They haven't won anything, but we realize that they're legitimate.
Yeah,
and they're becoming an attraction. Like, people can't wait. It's sincere.
Yeah, it definitely is. Phil's lost that game, but I wanted to play at least the final out. One more call from Harry. It was a Chase Utley double play.
Full count to Utley, ground ball. Going to get one. They are going to turn a double play, and that is going to end season and end the Veterans Stadium. So, no runs, a hit, no errors, none left. Atlanta wins the final game of the bet by a score of 5-2. And the fans are still standing here. As memories of the bet for everybody here at Veterans Stadium, the sold out crowd for all. Everyone who works here, the memories of this ballpark will be with us for as long as we live.
Wow.
And then finally, one more thing.
And that was our year anniversary. This was our anniversary to the day. That's amazing.
19 years ago. Here's the final send-off from Harry before the broadcast came to an end.
Yeah.
Curtain closer here at Veterans Stadium belongs to the Atlanta Braves. With the winning Braves, 5 runs, 13 hits, no errors. They left 8. The Phils, 2 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, leaving 5. Greg Maddux will be the last winning pitcher at Veterans Stadium. He goes 16-11. The loss goes to Kevin Millwood, 14-12. Jason Marquis records a save, his first. As Veterans Stadium is history, this the final game of the bet with closing ceremonies coming up. Thanks for being with us all year. And it is closing time here at Veterans Stadium, the final game at the historic old vet. So stay tuned for the closing ceremony. It's closing time.
That's apropos, right? It's closing time for Harry. That was well said, beautifully said. Dude, I remember going there as a kid, and you know the sodas, the Cokes,
Yeah.
You know, the top, there was no lids. They were covered with like saran wrap.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. The beers, too. There was no, I remember them, you'd pass it down, and there was no lid. It was just saran wrap.
That's awesome.
Yes. And then it was like that. The things I remember, that. And the hot dogs in the dirty water.
Yes, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, and man. And the mustard stick. Good. Out.
Good old Veteran Stadium,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, great stuff.
I still can't believe, though, that many people that I spoke to that day that never went.
Yeah, that's stunning. I'm shocked that, really consider yourself fortunate.
Yeah, definitely.
Listen, obviously, Citizens Bank Park is Xanadu. It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
There's no comparison between the two. But the Vet had, its charm.
Yep.
And all those games meant something. All right. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Cuz ready with the tunis. We'll get back to your calls straight ahead right here. 97.5 of the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.